the theory class is A. So you can take it, I believe you can take it sophomore through senior year. And it's a class where we study the, you know, the fine details of music with key signatures, time signatures, stuff like that. And every spring and fall, will be fall first and then spring, we do a concert. We hold a concert. And so what we've done, you know, these past 2 years that I've been in it, everyone chooses either, you know, one or two songs depending on the concert, and they perform it for everybody to see. And yeah, so this year doing the first half of the concert will be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We got to choose any artist or any band from there and got to choose one of their songs. And so for the first half, I'm doing Blue Suede Shoes and Hound Dog by Elvis Presley. I'm doing a little medley of the two songs, putting them together. And then for the second half is Ruggles' mother-in-law, Fonny. She has a playlist that she plays in her house, and she does her business around the house. She has a song that she, or a playlist of songs that she listens to. And so she wrote down all of the songs, and it was 4 legal pages worth of songs that she wrote down. And so Ruggles gave us that, and we all got to listen to it, you know, all the songs on it for about a week or two, and then we got to pick songs from that. So for the second half, I'm doing Neon Moon by Brooks and Dunn.
Saw that. That's great. I would love to see the 4 pages of the legal pad. Well, I'm just curious, why did you select Elvis Presley with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Is that something that you said, I want to try this? This speaks to me, so to speak.
Yeah, so I had a lot more trouble with the first half, selecting from the first half, because there were so many options. You know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is so broad, it covers almost every genre, pretty much every genre. And so I looked for, you know, I looked for more country style stuff and did that for a while. And there was a few options, but nothing that really sparked my interest. But then I started looking, you know, to older stuff, because I knew that everyone else would be doing more, you know, more up-to-date stuff. So I wanted to do something a bit older, and then I thought, well, Elvis, everyone loves Elvis, so let's do something there. And you know, my dad, he played music, you know, when he was my age and up to, he's about 21 when he kind of stopped doing that stuff. But yeah, so we're sitting at home one day and looking through these songs that I had a few picked out and that I was showing my parents, and had a few, and he thought of the idea, what if he did a couple Elvis songs and put them together? And I said, well, I don't even know how you'd even begin doing that. But so then started playing with him a little bit, and I played it for my grandpa one day. He came by, and he plays drums and stuff. So then we kind of fiddled around with it, and I figured something out, brought the idea up to Ruggles, and he liked it. So
I like it, man. Fiddled mm-hmm. around with it. I love it. All right. So then you look at then Fonny's playlist is what it's called. Again, that's Rusty yep. Ruggles' mother-in-law. Yep. And so she likes the Neon Moon, Brooks and yep. Dunn. Now, I know Casey Musgraves did the cover of that not too long mm-hmm. ago. So what about Brooks and Dunn? What was the reason for that?
So that one, again, was a bit more difficult. You know, those 4 legal pages, there's plenty of options. I had struggled there too, but looking through songs, there was a lot of ones that were, you know, a bit out of my comfort zone for sure. And I thought, well, I'm doing that already a little bit with the Elvis stuff, which not to a great extent, but a little bit. So then I thought, well, let's go back home and do more standard stuff. And I like that Brooks and Dunn stuff a whole lot. Me and my family both do. We love it a lot. So,
all right. So at 6:30 Wednesday night, this is the music yep. theory class. How many kids overall perform it about, you think?
So it'd be, I think, is it 10 total? I think. Yeah. 10 total with our class. So, and that's including Ruggles and Ruggles' student teacher, Casey Cromp. He's going to be performing 2 songs as well.
So what you, off the top of your head, can you think of some other numbers? I'm just interested yeah, to see what's on the playlist here, man.
Yeah. So we've got Mia Ward. She's doing her first one is You're No Good, Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, wow. That's really awesome, for, man.
Trying to think of other stuff for the first half would be, what's the one called? Miles Showalter. He's doing Valerie, or no, sorry, that's for the second half. That was on Fonny's playlist. Valerie is a really good one. He's done good work on that, because that one's originally written by, I don't remember the name of the band now, but it was a female singer, and Miles is doing it in his own version, and he does a good job with that. Rylan Marr, he's doing The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. That's a good one for him. He does good on that.
All right, I'm not going to let you mention any more. People need to go. Yep. To the event at 6:30, but this is something that I've always appreciated, that they've done at Mercer County High School with Mr. Ruggles in this music theory class. How fun is this to get an opportunity to, you know, play this type of selection and get the opportunity really to see different types of artists, right? And get a chance to perform in front of people with a music theory class. How cool is that?
Oh, yeah. It's been, by far, I think this has been my favorite class throughout my high school career. I mean, it's this class has, first and foremost, brought me out to want to play in front of people. Before, I would, you know, I pondered the idea for quite a while and thought, well, I could do that, but I don't know if I've got the, guts to do it. But this class doing, you know, I've done be three performances now, and I've gotten, you know, to the point where I can be confident enough in myself to go play in front of people. And, well, I've done it, what is it, 5 or 6 times now. So I've gotten pretty along pretty good. And it's all thanks to this class. It's more fun than anyone can imagine. It's a great experience working with other people and working with your teacher and stuff like that. It's a really, really good thing.
Now, so I'm curious from your standpoint then. So I know you've played, you know, already been playing at local establishments.
Yep.
And then you play, you know, in front of your classmates. What do you get more nervous? Are they equally the same? Or I would think probably, I bet you're more nervous playing in front of classmates.
That does make more sense. Yeah. So I've noticed that, like, playing in front of my family, that's one of the hardest things because, you know what they think about you and, you know, stuff like that. So it makes it more difficult. When you're playing in front of random people, they're always, everyone's real good, real friendly and everything, real supportive of you. And I'm not saying my family is not, because of course they are, but it's, you have that different feeling. Playing in front of students, I've only done that. Yeah, the three theory concerts, but I'm, you know, in that auditorium, everyone's, you can't really see anyone in the audience because it's dark in there. So that helps a little bit, but from my experience, it's a lot harder playing with in front of someone, you know, just for obvious reasons, of course.
Yeah. And then I was just going to ask you, I always think when I'm in that Mercer County High School auditorium, what a great facility that thing is, you know, they've done the renovation. I can tell you really appreciate that vibe in there in that facility.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's been extremely helpful for working in and practicing for it. Like we've done almost all of our practicing in the auditorium. We, you know, it's not time slotted, I guess, but during our class, we have enough room to do our practicing and get all sound checks and like that done before the concert, which works really good.
All right. I'm going to tell you this too, as we wrap up. And again, people can get out and see Shelton at this event Wednesday night, 6:30 at Mercer County High School Auditorium, the music theory class. Great opportunity with all these kids playing. You, I don't know if I'm going to jinx you here or not, but you have the perfect name for a recording artist, Shelton Biddle. Right?
Is that right?
That's a perfect name, Shelton Biddle. All right, so I'm going to tell people to get out and see Shelton Biddle and all his classmates, music theory class, 6:30 Wednesday night. Good luck, Shelton Biddle. Keep up the good work.
Yep, thank you. Thank you, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.